Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
After all these years of Fox News selling sex, they're finally having to pay something. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio, live from Atlanta. Great to be with you as always down here in Atlanta, Georgia, working on the Harvest Georgia Crusade. Pastor Greg Laurie coming up, of course, 2 weeks from Friday, so please keep that in prayer. I did want to talk a little bit about this today, the Fox News thing. I did a show on Fox News. This is probably, I don't know, maybe a year ago, and every once in a while I mention Fox News, because whether it's the Fox News channel or if you go to foxnews.com, I think Fox has made a pretty successful business out of selling sex, for lack of a better way of saying it, for you know, kind of shortening the skirts and hiring mostly women that are very attractive. And then whenever you go to the Fox News website, and I've talked about this before, and generally don't get a great reaction from people because it's like I'm attacking quote-unquote one of our own. But we need to be able to call it when we see it. And Fox News, and you go to the website, like every single time, I just did it. I just went to foxnews.com, and sure, this is like the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. You know, if you kind of have the main story right across the top, and then you have some subheading latest news stories underneath that. And then you have two rows of pictures called features and faces, two rows of pictures, always like set two rows of seven. And invariably, at least one, usually two, and sometimes three of the pictures are sexually charged. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and there it is again. Okay, so Fox News definitely taking advantage of the sexually charged arena that we live in today. So, and now that they're actually getting taken to task for this, not on Fox News, the website, nobody's really talking about that much. And people sometimes make comments about the way women are portrayed. And you know, and these women, they sign up for it. They pay for it in terms of getting paid to be on there, to be attractive, to dress attractively, you know, all that kind of stuff. But now the dirty little secret behind Fox News is all the sexual harassment charges that have been coming out. So this one right on the front, right near the front page of USA Today, rare apology, $20 million in a Fox suit. So Gretchen Carlson, who's for all practical purposes, from what I can tell, all the years that she was on Fox, not just a wonderful woman, it seemed quite nice and put together. I always, you know, if you pay attention to these things, you would notice, because I've kind of noticed this about Fox for years now, but Gretchen always would, you know, she kind of would dial it down a little bit. But there she is. She files this lawsuit. And then the parent company of Fox News Channel, 21st Century Fox, apologized Tuesday. I'm reading from a USA Today article to Gretchen Carlson as it agreed to pay $20 million. To the former Fox broadcaster to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit she filed against Fox News, then CEO Roger Ailes, according to a person briefed on the settlement terms. So one of the reasons I bring this up is oftentimes for us conservatives, sometimes we act like everything on our side of the aisle is much more moral and upstanding and upright. And in many of the issues, that's true. I'm totally with you, down with that when it comes to marriage, when it comes to life issue, even when it comes to economic issues, and even how you help people that are down and out. There is a moral superiority, yes, I said it, to a conservative worldview. And that's because I can base it in the scriptures. Now, we can all talk about, hey, we need to, God has close to his heart, the needy. Absolutely, in the Old and the New Testament. There's no question about it. So nobody's going to argue that we shouldn't help the needy. The question becomes, how? How do you help the needy? So that's where you get differences between the Democrat platform and the Republican platform. But I bring up Fox News occasionally just to remind those of us on the conservative side of things, when we look at Fox News and go, well, you know, fair and balanced. Yeah, but don't forget, there's none righteous, no, not one, the scriptures say, in the book of Romans and in the Old Testament. So I sometimes bring that up just to remind us that we don't have the market cornered on moral superiority. and many issues and those issues that we can base in the Bible, absolutely, that position, not my position, my position is only as good as it matches the Word of God, but in those positions, they are morally superior. But in this case, to see what's going on here, and Gretchen's not the first person, all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork now talking about sexual harassment over at Fox News for years. So some more from this article. During her tenure at Fox News, Gretchen exhibited the highest standards of journalism and professionalism. So this is the company in their statement, kind of an official apology. She developed a loyal audience and was a daily source of information for many Americans. We are proud that she was part of the Fox News team. We sincerely regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect and dignity that she and all of our colleagues deserve. So she had said that she was gratified with that statement. And she was, of course, $20 million is a lot of money. And she had some nice things to say there, supporting her fans that were supporting her with a little hashtag stand with Gretchen. But really, when you look at Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch and that whole thing, you know, listen to this. I mean, in her lawsuit, Carlson said that her contract wasn't renewed after she refused to sleep with Ailes and reported severe and pervasive sexual harassment at her workplace. After an internal investigation by 21st Century Fox, Ailes left the company in late July with a $40 million settlement. So he's a predator and he gets a check for $40 million, whereas Gretchen is the victim and only gets $20 million. And that is not only Fox News, but 21st Century Fox, that is now the parent company of Fox News. And so it's just a reminder that sin knows no bounds. And even on the conservative side of life, you have scumbags. You have sin, you have messes. And I bring that to the table because oftentimes I think the conservative movement in the past 15, 20 years has put Fox on kind of this big pedestal, Fox News, saying, well, you know, they're so much far superior than all these other networks. And when it comes to covering the news and a certain viewpoint, I agree with you. But we have to be careful because sin is there. It's like a roaring lion, right? Seeking whom he may devour. It's crouching at your door and desires to have you, as it says in the Old Testament. So just it's a sad story, and there's been other lawsuits and other things going on at Fox, so hopefully they'll get their act together. But I've always been disturbed by their penchant for selling sex on the TV station, the cable station, as well as on the website. So, you know, I think it's good that this is coming out and this is happening. Okay, for the first time, this is interesting, for the first time, Donald Trump now up 2 points amongst likely voters, and you'll never guess the source of this poll. It was a real shocker in and of itself. So I'm going to get to that. We'll talk a little bit about Trump and Hillary, likely voters, what's going on there, and then I'm going to get to your calls and what you would have to say. What do you say? What do you think about the Never Trump crowd? 866-348-7884. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action. We'll be right back. So of all places where you would see a poll, a presidential poll, giving Donald Trump a 2-point lead, the last place you would expect to see it is at CNN. Yeah, there you go. It just came out. So it actually has Trump up 2 points when you include Johnson and Stein in there. So it says Clinton at 43, Trump at 45, Johnson at 7, and Stein at 2. And then when you take Johnson and Stein out of there, it's got Clinton at 48 and Trump at 49. But it's still, it's CNN, it's likely voters. We've talked about this a lot in the past, and that matters. If it's likely voters, if it's adults, you just go, okay, whatever, because it's just adults in general. It's not people that actually are likely to vote. And you would think that would matter when it comes to polling. However, I will be the first one to say this year that polling, as we go into the presidential election here on November 8th, which is really right around the corner, I don't know how accurate it's going to be, because you have this whole factor out there where the negatives for Trump as well as Hillary are so high that people are just in the polling. There's, you know, this is what happens with polls. You're not going to tell a pollster necessarily everything that you think. So when they ask if you're against Donald Trump, it would be easy for you as a conservative, if you're a never Trump kind of person, at least on the outside, to go, well, no way. I would never vote for that guy. Are you kidding me? But when you walk into the booth on November 8th, I think a lot of people that might be never Trumpers today will be, okay, I got to go ahead and vote. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but with every passing day, the specter of a Hillary Clinton presidency, it gets worse. As you begin to look at, I was recently, and I put this article up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio. That's the Call to Action Radio page at Facebook. 10 big revelations from the Clinton FBI report. And this woman is so dirty, so morally bankrupt, so corrupt that to allow her into the office, you know, over principle and over conscience. Listen, I know some Never Trump people. And one of them, who was Mark Levin, a really, really well-known conservative talk radio guy, recently just said, okay, he's been a Never Trumper, but he's like, okay, the specter of Hillary, he's going to have to vote for Trump. And in the world that we live in, and we talked about this before, Dr. Danny Akin, who will be on the show tomorrow with Theology Thursday, he's the president of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. At this point in the past, when I had him on the show, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or so, he was explaining, based on his conscience, why he's at that point basically a Never Trumper. He did say he's not beyond convincing, especially when it comes to the Supreme Court. But the more the revelations come out about Hillary Clinton, and you would think we already would know enough, right, to sit there and go, this country cannot afford a Hillary Clinton with Bill Clinton at her side presidency. But yet with the email stuff coming out and the FBI and what's coming out there and all of her continuing to say she doesn't recall, I don't remember, I don't recall, which is like her mantra, the Donald Trump is looking better by the day. And again, I don't have a big Donald Trump bumper sticker on my car, and I'm not going to be jumping into the ballot box on November 8th to be all excited and giddy about voting for Donald Trump. But it is amazing that there's a significant number of people out there that are still holding the Never Trump view. So I'm curious. I wanted to talk to you guys. We haven't engaged one another in a two-way conversation on the air in a while. So let me give you the phone number in case you've forgotten. 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And I'm curious, what would you say? There's Never Trumper people listening to you right now. What would you say to them? I mean, I would like you to call in and say, okay, what do you say to the Never Trump crowd, which is dwindling, by the way, as we approach? It's easy to be a conscientious objector until the war comes to your front door. And then all of a sudden, you might not be such a pacifist at that point. Not that I'm saying a Never Trumper is a pacifist, but this statement of not violating your conscience does not occur in a vacuum. So I can say, I'm not going to walk into that store, or I'm not going to walk into that place of ill repute, or I'm not going to hang out with those people over there. I'm not going to do that thing. I'm not going to do that thing because it violates my conscience, and hopefully as a Christian, because it violates the word of God clearly. And so you go, no, I can't do that. But all that affects really is you. Now, if we have enough people going down the Never Trump land, going down that train, getting on that train and refusing to vote for him, that are normally conservative. So somebody like Danny Akin, who's normally, I would assume, had voted for conservative candidates for the past probably 30 years in presidential elections, and whether it's Dr. Akin or anybody else that's on the Never Trump train, if you're a Never Trumper and you've been voting for conservative candidates, especially at the presidential level, for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and then you don't vote coming up in the election, then all of a sudden, the vote that you would normally, the conservative candidate would normally get your vote. So when you choose to not vote or write somebody in, you're taking one brick off of the wall that would normally be there. And that's one brick on a wall, in this case, that would be holding back Hillary Clinton. So what do you think about the Never Trump crowd with respect to this election? And the whole conscientious objector, kind of, you know, I'm going to violate my conscience, he's a dirtbag, yada, yada, relative to Hillary Clinton, you go, well, if you're stuck with two evil choices, choose neither. You know, that's kind of where you go with the Never Trump crowd. But what do you think to people? What do you say to people that take that position? 866-348-7884. I've got some other stories here, but I'm really curious to see what you're thinking. And pretty soon, I've been waiting. I'm going to write a blog pretty soon about why at this point, and I really can't see this changing, why I'm going to be voting for Donald Trump. And I'm going to write that. I'm going to deal with the Never Trump crowd. I'm going to deal with the conscientious objector, with the cause of conscience, as a Christian, voting for somebody that has had a pretty messed up life. And that's because he's in the spotlight and we can see it. But if you put my life, my thought life, my past or anything, any of my current day sins up on a big screen, I'm going to look like Donald Trump in many ways quickly, especially relative to the word of God. I think we're all kind of in Donald Trump's land when it comes to our own personal sin and your thought life, things you should have said but didn't say, things you did say but you shouldn't have said, actions that you take that you shouldn't have, actions that you should have taken that you didn't. Do you hear the Apostle Paul out there crying, I do what I shouldn't do, I don't do what I should do, who will save me from this wretched body of death? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let me go to Ann calling in for Huntersville. Hey, Ann, how are you? Thanks for calling. So Hi. What do you think about the Never Trump thing?
Well, I'm going to vote for Trump, and just for that reason, if the people that say, oh, I'm not going to vote, I'm going to take that noble stand, that's all well and good. It's just that is going to contribute to Hillary winning, and that is just anathema right there. But the point is, I had a friend who was saying, yeah, but Donald Trump, we know what we're going to get with Hillary, but Donald Trump is, you know, such an unknown factor. Although, to me, he has surrounded himself with some wonderful people, and, you know, I'm very impressed with some of the things that are going on, so I'm not as afraid of him. But the point is, I was praying to the Lord, and he gave me Deuteronomy 29:29, where it says that the things that are concealed belong to the king, the things that are revealed belong to us. We have been, what it's revealed to us,
what a great
what Hillary
scripture.
Is all about. Yeah. And if we are, you know, to have trepidation about Donald Trump, that's all well and good, but we know what we're going to get with Hillary, and it's just totally unacceptable. We have to fight the good fight here and take a chance. Yeah, without apology, I am voting for Trump.
Ann, thanks for calling in. Always great to hear from you. We're going to get to Carl and Robbie and Ken when we come back. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. The phone lines are lighting up. What do you say to the Never Trump crowd? 866-348-7884. It's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know very well. And based on what she said, I'm going to look that up. Deuteronomy 29:29. You got to go with what you know. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you as always today talking about we've moved on. Had a couple of introductory stories, but really wanted to get to this Never Trumpers thing. And Ann from the Charlotte area called in and referenced Deuteronomy 29:29. And by the way, the phone lines are stacked, so I'll get to you in just a minute. And that's a huge blessing. I really want to do more call-in shows. My schedule's been crazy lately, as you know. I've been bouncing all over the place, but we'll get back to some more regular call-in opportunities because I love to engage you and have a conversation with you and go back and forth. For us as Christians, that's just iron sharpening iron, whether we're talking about politics or things in the church, theological issues like we will tomorrow with Dr. Danny Akin, who, of course, is the president of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he'll be on tomorrow with Theology Thursday. We'll go to the deep end of the pool there. But Deuteronomy 29:29, which she brought up, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may follow all the words of the law. Now we always have to be careful. You can take general principles out of the scripture, but you always got to be careful when you start over applying, because you got to look at it in context. I don't have time to study Deuteronomy 29:29 right now in context and what it originally means. Just a word of caution. We have to be careful that we're not taking the Bible and turning it into a justification for our thoughts. We have to mold our thoughts to God's thoughts. So let's just be careful of that. But the point of that is, hey, do we, and I just wrote this out on a little pad of paper here, and then I'm going to get to your calls. If I know this road that goes out here to the right, if I take a right here and I go down this road and I know it leads to big trouble, okay? I know it leads to trouble. Or I could go left here at the fork in the road and down to the left, down this other road, there's some opportunities that it may lead to trouble. And it's not just me driving. I've got my wife and let's say all four of my kids are with me. Am I going to go down the road where I know there's trouble, or am I going to go down the road where there may be trouble? Now, I have to go down one of the roads. Okay, that's the choice. You can say, well, you don't go down either. Well, in this case, you have to translate this then into the presidential race. And let me just remind you, if you've been a conservative voter all your adult life, then the conservative candidate, whoever represents the Republican Party in the presidential election, pretty much has been able to count on your vote. They've been able to count on my vote for years. So if all of a sudden I don't vote for the Republican candidate, in this case, Donald Trump, I'm removing my brick, my vote from that wall, which is me doing my part to try to get a more conservative candidate in the office and try to stop a liberal progressive like Hillary Clinton from getting in the office. Now I've taken my brick out of play. And who does that help? It helps Hillary. So do I go down the road where I know there's trouble? I know it's there's a record of wreckage there and dead people down there. No, I'll get on the road where there may be trouble. I'm going to take that road, not the road where I know there's trouble. So what do you say to the people that are, hey, based on my conscience, I can't vote for Donald Trump? I'm going to go to Carl right now, who's calling in from Mooresville. Carl, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve and Call to Action. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? I can't imagine how anybody can't vote for Trump. He's going to go in Washington. He's going to shake it up. He's going to get all these congressmen that have been sucking us dry for all these years. I've been waiting for a guy like him for many, many years.
And when you say when you say a guy like him, Carl,
a guy that is not a politician, a guy that's not in it for the money or the power.
Right.
The guy's got it now. What is he doesn't need this. He's doing it because he wants to see America great again, like he says. And the other thing, can I just say one thing about Fox?
Sure.
When I watch Fox News, I see beautiful women that are very smart. No sexual content enters my mind. So I don't know why you see this sex deal going on there.
Yeah, and well,
I've been to choirs that have beautiful women in the choirs.
Right.
Been to churches.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Carl, and I appreciate your point, and I appreciate you calling in. And I had one other caller in the past say, hey, Steve, you know, I never noticed that. I'm like, Well, I think that's maybe a function of age. I became a Christian when I was 28. I lived a promiscuous life before that, and so maybe that's part of that creeping in there. But overall, I don't think you could sit there and say that on Fox, they don't, like Fox and Friends, and where they put women on the, and short skirts, and they're sitting at a couch, and you're looking right at them. I don't want to go down this road right now. But I don't think, especially go to the Fox News website, I don't think you can say that Fox News is not promoting at least some kind of sexual innuendo or setting up an environment that's sexually arousing. I think they do that on purpose. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Let's go to, but I'm not going to talk about Fox anymore. I want to keep it on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Let's go to Robbie, who's calling in from Hickory. Robbie, you're on with Steve and Call to Action. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for letting me be on the show.
You're welcome.
My wife and I have had this conversation, you know, do we vote for Trump or do we not vote? And, you know, when you don't vote, you remove any opportunity to have a voice whatsoever. And one of the things that I think I'm confident in is that God has the power to humble people. And I think the Never Trump people, they struggle with is they see arrogance in Donald Trump. And he's on the right side. And he's on the conservative side. And, you know, if you look in Scripture like the lady before did, if you look at King Nebuchadnezzar, God humbled him.
Sure.
And caused him and many other leaders who may not have had the moral integrity that they wanted, but God will fulfill his purposes. And our question just has to be, what's going to further the kingdom of God in a greater way? And when you look at what Hillary Clinton stands for, the decisions she's made in the past, decisions that she's adamantly and openly supporting, that doesn't further the kingdom. And so my vote is for Trump, and hopefully my wife will get on board and she'll vote for him too.
I'll make sure. Well, that's just between you and me, Robbie. Nobody else heard you say that. So. All right, bro. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks. And see, there you go. It's like I was just because I'm a Star Wars guy, right? I just wrote down. So if you're going to vote between Darth Vader and the Emperor, who do you go with? Well, with Darth Vader, at least you knew that there was some good left in him, right? So even though, you know, he did terrible things, but there's some good left in him. So maybe he'll come around. In terms of Emperor Palpatine, which is, yes, who I'm relating Hillary Clinton to, nothing good there and a history of corruption, right? And then the emails, as we get more emails every day, it just gets even more obvious. And I think we have to think in terms of, and I don't expect Donald Trump to advance the kingdom of God. I don't believe that's his job. I don't believe that's any president's job. I believe that's our job in the church. And I've yet to be convinced that Donald Trump has become a born-again Christian, but he's certainly saying some things. He said it at the National Convention where he was like, you know, when he's thinking the evangelicals, he goes, you know, I don't really think I deserve it. To me, that was a very humble moment, and he realizes as he's getting around more people, and who knows what's happening every day as he's around Mike Pence as often as he is, who's an incredibly godly born-again Christian, who knows what God's doing there. Make sure you pray for Donald, pray for Hillary, pray for Obama, pray for all of them. By the way, go to this website, pray1tim2.org, as in the Bible where God commands us to pray for those in authority over us. pray1tim2.org. Sign up for your state, and every day you'll get an email with elected officials from your state to pray for. very, very important and needed now more than ever. Let's go to Ken, who's calling in from Charlotte. Ken, you're on with Steve and Call to Action. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. That caller a couple of back reminded me with my ex. We had a flower shop in New York City, and, you know, these girls came in, and so she waxed me. I said, "Where'd you hit me for?" And I saw your eyes go out of butt, and I said, "Take that up with God. You're just wired that way." And I said, "Hey, I don't know what you people see in men. They do nothing for me." So anyway,
funny.
There's an article in let's see, by Jim Barlow in Charisma Magazine.
Yep.
And it was on August 11th. Well, I don't know if that anyway. There's a time frame here, but he gives 18 points to any Christian, I guess any non-believer as well. It was so well written, and it's very short, and it hits right at the point of anybody who wonders, you know, if they are a believer and not about voting for Donald Trump, because he just covers all the bases in these 18 points. Very, very short article. So, and I'll be moving up there, Angier, in the next week or so. So I hope there's a good church up there somewhere, Steve.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Ken? Go to my website. Go to c2atoday.com if you can get there, or my Facebook page, and then send me a note. I can definitely help you. There's a lot of great churches up there. I'd be happy to help you. C2A, as in the letter C, the number 2, the letter A, c2atoday.com, and just use the contact button and send me an email. I'll help
you
out. You're welcome. Thanks, Ken. Let's go to Debbie, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Debbie, thanks so much. You're on with Steve and Call to Action. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. I prayed 4 years for a godly leader, for God to raise up a godly leader for our country, and I felt like God answered that prayer with Ted Cruz. And then when everyone, or a lot of people, went with the least godly candidate, you know, that upset me a great, great deal.
Yeah.
But in the last few days, weeks, I've had a conversation with my sister-in-law, who is a huge liberal. And there was so much fear in her voice, I sort of stepped back and said to myself, is there something I'm missing here? So I've been a never Trump person. I'm not quite to the point of not being a never Trump person, but I am reconsidering it because...
Yeah, so when she was talking about, when you read fear in her, that was fear of Donald Trump. Is that right?
It seemed to be, yes.
Yeah, yeah, great. A very interesting point. I'm going to pick up on that. I got a couple comments on that, Debbie, on the other side of the break. Thanks so much for calling in today. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. We'll get to Todd and Kathy next. If you want to call in and chime in about the Never Trumpers out there, what do you say to them? What's your logic if you try to convince them? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you today talking about, well, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, in case you missed it earlier, for the first time, really. CNN, an unlikely source, CNN has Donald Trump now up 2 points over Hillary Clinton. That's with most, with likely voters, which makes a big deal in terms of polling. I only want to talk to the people that are likely to vote, just regular adults. When, listen, as a reminder, not to depress you on purpose, but only 50% of self-professed Christians in America are even registered to vote. 25% vote in a presidential election, 12% in an off-year election, and 5% in a primary. So the numbers of people showing up are just horrific, and really ignorance is the name of the game in America anymore. And I think there's a lot of people, I was listening to a show earlier today as I was driving around down here in Atlanta, and people just don't, they're not thinking about these things. There's a significant portion of Americans who just kind of live their daily life, you know, TGIF, they get the paycheck, they pay the bills, they try to have some fun, they try to, you know, live their lives. And there's a lot of people, believe it or not, that don't really pay attention. And until the sky is actually falling in on their lives, they're not going to pay attention, which allows the rise of tyranny. You know, tyranny thrives in an environment of ignorance, because then that's where it gains its power. And then all of a sudden you got enough people put to sleep and nobody's willing to say the emperor doesn't have any clothes. And wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Tyranny walks in the door. And so we have to do your part. I have to do my part to have conversations like we do here on Call to Action Radio, to have conversations in your neighborhoods. You know, be polite. The end of the world is not based on politics. It's based on Jesus Christ. Okay, that's the ultimate thing. But a political conversation can often get you to the gospel. But we need to do what we can to educate and inform people and to engage people and help them to see the truth, especially if they're Christians and they're sitting on the sidelines. That's simply not an option. Apathy is never an option for a Christian unless it's sin. unless you're going to choose apathy in order to avoid sin. In this case, I don't think you're doing that at all. And as a reminder, I was just reading an article, and then I'm going to get to Todd and Kathy, who have been kind enough to be on hold. I was reading this article, another USA Today article, because it was the only paper in the lobby in the hotel this morning. Presidential turnout, this is in Waukesha, which is outside of Milwaukee. Okay, uber conservative. 83% voting age citizens went to the polls in 2012, okay? And the Republican candidates over the last three or four elections have won that that county by, you know, 35%, 34%, 46%. I mean, unbelievable strength there. And people in Waukesha, Wisconsin are struggling with their decision to vote for Donald Trump because they're not excited about it. Well, you don't have to be. And by the way, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, as I am, God knows my heart. When I go vote for Donald Trump on November 8th, most likely based on all the information I have right now, I could never vote for Hillary, and I'll do everything I can to stop her. But God knows I'm not endorsing all the garbage in Donald Trump's life and some of the stupid things he says and the way he comports himself. God knows that about me. He knows my heart, and he knows your heart too. So a vote for Donald Trump isn't necessarily you putting your stamp of approval on the man's lifestyle. It isn't. It's you taking a defensive stance against what we know will be a horrible presidency, which is the two for one. Don't forget that, of Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill Clinton. So it's done. You know, ladies and gentlemen, President Hillary Clinton and first gentleman, President Bill Clinton. Let that one sit for a while in the back of your mind. Let's go to Todd, who's calling in from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Todd, thanks for being on hold for a while. You're on with Steve and Call to Action. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I guess my message to the Never Trump people is that this is really more than a presidential election as it is a Supreme Court nominee and the other judicial appointees that will be made in the lower courts. I mean, I think this is bigger than just, we're only going to have a president for maybe 4 or 8 years, but the Supreme Courts, you know, they're there for a lot longer. And we know if we would have had... if Obama had been able to appoint another Supreme Court before he got out with the orders, executive orders he tried to put through at the end of May for schools and allowing the transgender things in bathrooms and locker rooms, those kind of things would already be passed. So kind of going in line with what everybody else was saying is we know what we're getting with Hillary. You know what she's going to push. She's going to push more of the same stuff that Obama did.
If
she gets her appointees, there isn't any changing that back. And, you know, we're stuck going down that road of these things that are going to take away the liberties to, who knows, to even meet and have it, you know, with the churches and stuff. Who knows where it'll lead to. But
that's exactly right. Todd, those are great points. Thanks so much.
She said in her speech that she wanted to get rid of the Citizens United groups in the DNC speech, so she's going after the groups that are opposing her already. So
she'll go after all of them. That would include you and me. Todd, thanks for calling in today. I appreciate it. And you know, that's an important point. But let me remind you, the end-all, be-all looks like the U.S. Supreme Court. But just as a reminder, in his nearly 8 years now in office, Obama's been able to turn the entire appellate court system, the federal appellate court system, on its head. There's been so many appointments, and now so many of the appellate courts, the appellate district courts around the nation, like the Fourth Circuit Court that is over my state, North Carolina, are so uber liberal now because of Obama, and Obama being able to get through a spineless Senate when he had control of the Senate, and even with the Republicans in control of the Senate, that's kind of put that in air quotes. Remember, that's a huge issue, too. Not just the Supreme Court. But the circuit courts, the appellate courts, the federal appellate courts around the country, which I was talking to a gentleman that's a far wiser and more experienced than me this morning, godly man, and he was saying, you know, the appellate courts are there. The liberals have put the appellate court system on its head and turned it super liberal so that they can just ignore the will of the states. And these are the very real consequences of doing nothing or writing in somebody. Your choice, what you think is your conscience, I often say, well, when your conscience involves other people, it's not just your deal anymore. And you have to be very cautious because other people will pay a price, including your children, my children, our grandchildren. They will pay a price if we sit this one out, they're going to pay a price for your conscience. And I hope you think about that. Let's go to Kathy, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Kathy, you're on with Steve. Are you there? Kathy is not there. If Kathy calls back, just a reminder to turn her radio down in the background. I listen to myself talk enough. I don't need to do it anymore. But these are all really important things. And if you want to sneak a call in, I got just a couple minutes left. 866-348-7884. If you've really got something on your mind about the Never Trump position and you want to share that, 866-34-TRUTH. We can sneak one more call in here before the end of the show. But again, I mean, and I need to write this blog. I feel compelled to do it. I'm going to do it. As to why, you know, this uber conservative, so far to the right, I'm about to fall off the planet Earth, Christian, Bible thumper, Jesus follower, at this, and unless something, some revelation about Donald Trump comes out that's just so unbelievable, so shocking. I mean, that's what it would take for me to write somebody in or not vote. I'm going to vote for all the other candidates, all the other elections on November 8th. And I can't imagine not voting for the president. And again, if you're in the Never Trump crowd, and it's a matter of conscience because there are so many things about Donald Trump, the way he comports himself, the things he's done in his past, the way he's made some of his money. I'm totally with you on all that stuff. I'm not going to hire the guy to be in my family. I'm not going to hire him to come in and teach ethics to my kids. All that. No. But right now, again, We're choosing between a road that we know leads to destruction and another road which may lead to some level of destruction. And again, that's all just kind of extrapolating out from Donald Trump. Has he changed his positions? Yes. Is he an opportunist? Yes. Is he flip-flop on some major issues that matter to the core of my Christianity? Yes. He guilty on all counts. All of them. But Is that worse than what we've seen Hillary Clinton do in public office for 30 years and the moral bankruptcy of not only her personal activities, but her elected office activities, as well as her husband and the whole Clinton machine and the Clinton Foundation and all that stuff? These people are so morally bankrupt to get bent out of shape because Donald Trump isn't an exceptionally exceptional high value man in terms of his characters and in his integrity, as far as what we can tell. I mean, you're comparing an apple to an orange. Now, I get it. And guess what? The Lord gets it too. The Lord understands that if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, you're going to need a shower, perhaps, right afterwards. And in 2 years, you might be saying, hey, I told you so. I told you he's going to be a nightmare. And he might do some nightmarish things. But in 2 years, there's also a possibility to go, you know what? If we have the humility, I was wrong. And Donald Trump, who's chosen a path to represent the Republican Party and has chosen a path to represent more often than not conservative ideals. Listen, he's never had to deal outside of an autocratic environment, but he does now. Now he's having to answer to not only he didn't have to answer really to anybody before, maybe some people that he was doing business with, but now he's having to answer to millions and millions and millions of people that he doesn't know, that he can't control. He can't fire you. And that's got to be humbling to him. This whole process, I'm sure, is humbling him well beyond anything he's experienced before. And I know there's some strong Christians around him. Is he going to listen to them? I don't know, but I know they're there. And I'll tell you what, I met Mike Pence probably about 8 years ago, one of the first political people I ever met. And I was at the time, I'm like, man, I hope this guy runs for president. He's a rock solid believer. Is he a perfect politician? No, but he's a rock solid believer. And he's around Donald Trump. I just, by faith, believe that God is doing something, as he does in every person's life, to draw them to him. Pray for Donald Trump. But while you're at it, pray for Hillary Clinton. Pray for Bill Clinton. Pray for Barack Obama. Pray for everybody that's in a leadership position or could be in a leadership position in this election. Because we need God's help in all these things. But God knows your heart. He knows you're not saying, hey, I think Donald Trump's an awesome guy. In my case, he knows I'm trying to hold back a known evil by entrusting somebody who's got far less than a perfect record. But then again, who doesn't? This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Back tomorrow, God willing, with Dr. Danny Akin on Theology Thursday. I'll see you then.